News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Well, look, the issue of the baptism barrier and the abolition of the baptism barrier has been announced by the Education Minister, Richard Bruton. Look, I have two issues in relation to this. One is about the constitutionality of the measure, whether or not it is constitutional. I'm not an expert in this. I'd love to hear from a constitutional expert. But what the minister is saying is we are going to remove this baptism barrier for Catholic schools, but we're going to leave it in place for minority religions, Church of Ireland, Jewish faith or whatever. And I just wonder, can you discriminate in that manner? I'm just not so sure. The second question, and we're going to be talking to the minister in a moment, is what difference will this actually make? The problem we have in this country, certainly we need more non-Catholic schools, but the real problem of kids not getting into schools is nothing to do with baptismal certs. It's a lack of places in key areas. And I do not see how this measure will change that. We need more bricks and mortar, and that's the only way that will change. But let's stay with this issue now at 11 minutes past 8 on News Talk Breakfast. We're joined on the line by the Education Minister, Richard Bruton. Minister, the initial reaction is you're treating Catholic schools and other schools differently here. Some will even ask if this is even constitutional.
Well, I suppose the first point is to state what the problem is. I mean, the situation is that we have around 20% of parents of primary school-going children are of no religion, and they are growing rapidly, where fewer than 1 in 20 schools are non-denominational. And it's clearly unfair that they would be passed over in access to their local school simply to admit a child of a denomination. Right. And we have to seek to accommodate them because there's only 1 in 20 schools. So it's unfair that they're passed over for entry to their locally state-funded school, and it's unfair that they should be pressurized to baptize their children. So what my proposals, if they are accepted, will do is that religion will not be a factor for admission in 95% of schools. So that's a very significant step forward. But remember, the backdrop is most schools in the country, it is their practice not to use religion as a test to admit children. Yeah. They seek to be inclusive and include all children. But in the minority of situations where it is used, I've had to derive a balance to balance the interests of the Catholic children, of children of minority religion, and children of non-denominational. Now, if this is accepted, non-denominational children will have a fair chance of access to 95% of the schools. In the case of minority religions, if you allow the rule of not having any situation where they could protect the right of access for example, a Church of Ireland child to a Church of Ireland school, they would find they would be overrun because there are only 6% of such schools in the whole country. So if there was a universal rule, they would be overrun and we would no longer have such minority religions. On the other hand, in the case of Catholics, because they have a choice within 90% of the schools, 9 out of every 10 schools in the primary schools, they can get access and they won't have the ethos of their school undermined. So this is a way of dealing with a real problem in a way that's fair to the various groups that we're trying to accommodate. And this is clearly designed to deal with a problem that is growing, but in a way that's sensitive to the needs of different groups.
Okay. People will still say, though, it is one rule for Catholic schools and another rule for minority faith schools.
Well, the situation is if you applied the same rule to Catholic schools, if you simply said to a minority school, say a Church of Ireland school, that they must admit everyone from their local area and not use religion as a criteria, you would no longer, in many parts of the country, you'd no longer have a Church of Ireland school, and many Church of Ireland children wouldn't be able to get access to a Church of Ireland school. So that's why you have to treat minorities different from the Catholic situation is different because, you know, the vast majority of the population is Catholic. 90% of the schools are Catholic. They do have choice of a school.
Okay. Are you sure it's constitutional to do so?
Well, obviously, we have to work through this, and this is a proposal following the consultation. This will have to be drafted formally, have to go through the Attorney General, and there are obviously constitutional restrictions. But, you know, I from our own advice within the department, you know, we would be very hopeful this is a proposal that meets all the needs of the Constitution.
Okay, just have a listen, Minister. We spoke to Seamus Mulconroy, General Secretary of the Catholic Primary Schools Managers Association. He says you're missing the point when it comes to these new proposals. Just have a listen to what he had to say.
95% of Catholic primary schools are not oversubscribed, so they won't be affected in any way, shape or form by the Minister's proposals. Of those schools that are oversubscribed, the real issue is that there is a growing oversubscription ring of fire around the periphery of Dublin. The Minister's proposals won't put out that fire. They will not add a single school desk, and therefore they won't address the real issue, which is one of bricks and mortar. All that the Minister's proposals will do is change the names of those who are disappointed and ensure that Catholic children will be turned away from their local Catholic school.
Your response to that, Minister?
I think Seamus misses the point there. He is true in saying that most Catholic schools don't use religion as a grounds for access, and they're inclusive and allow all children come in. But on the other hand, we have, you know, now one in five parents are of no religion, and they want the choice of getting access to a local school. If his rules were allowed to persist, they would be unable to get access to the local school until that school had chosen all of one denomination. Now, that would leave us with the situation where they'd be passed over for access to their local state-funded school. And I think we need to deal with this. And I think we have to have a situation that in any community, there's a reasonable chance, a fair and reasonable chance, for all groups.
Okay.
And there are three different groups, as I say, that whose needs have to be balanced. There's the parents who are non-denominational, the children who are of a minority religion, and the children then who are Catholic.
Okay, Minister, I have to cut in. I have to cut in.
Issue.
Because I think what the point he's making is that what the problem is here in these schools, whether it's 56 or more, is he says it's a problem of oversubscription. He's saying getting rid of the baptism ban will not change that. There are not enough places, and that this law or this change that you're proposing will not alter that at all.
But that's simply not the case. There are enough places for children. Every year we're building 15,000 extra places and we're accommodating children.
But in these key areas, Minister, in these small number of schools, their argument is no school with enough places excludes kids who do not have a baptism cert. It only applies when there are not enough places and they have to pick and choose between kids. And they're saying that law, what you're proposing, will not change that.
Well, we have enough places nationwide, and we make sure that every child is accommodated.
Yeah, but forget nationwide, Minister. We're talking about the hotspots, as he calls them.
No, there are oversubscribed schools all over the country, and we can't provide a situation where every parent can get their preferred school. So if we have a situation that where a school is oversubscribed, it will always be religion that determines the access to that school. Well, then you will leave an unfair treatment of the other groups that are within that community. And what we're trying to do is to have a fair set of rules that gives every child who wants to pursue a certain approach a fair chance of getting that for them. So for non-denominational children, we will now be able to say they will have a fair chance in the vast majority of schools. But if there's a minority region, obviously we have to have a different rule so that those schools don't get overrun. So what we're trying to do is, where there is oversubscription, have rules that are fair to the different children that are in that community, while at the same time guaranteeing that the ethos of those schools will not be destroyed. And that's true of all schools. There's a protection that the ethos of the school will not be destroyed.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Education Minister Richard Bruton, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.